When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Like fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy.
Fantasy.
One Dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome into One Dude with a Fantasy, man. I am that dude. It is Bo Johnson here with you for the next 57 minutes. Thanks, Boomer and Valenti. I appreciate you going over. You'll need to take some lessons from all of our shows here at 99 The Game. None of us ever go over. At Jedi Sports Radio is where you can find me on Twitter and IG. If you need to contact me right now for the next 57 minutes or throughout the weekend, that is the best way. During the show, you can give me a shout, 404-726-0929. That is the text line. That is also the phone number you can call. Noel White on the other side of the glass is manning the phone lines. You can jump on with us if you need to. Welcome to the semis. Hopefully you made it here. If you didn't and you're just looking for strategies for next year, we can always provide that for you too. But you are one win away in most leagues from being guaranteed a candy bar slot or a money slot. Unless you're in one of those leagues with one of those psychopath managers or commissioners that likes to do a Week 18 playoff or a Super Bowl in Week 18. I was there once too. Used to do a Week 18 Super Bowl until I had, I think this was the year that the Falcons beat the Packers in whatever round it was in the playoffs. But in the fantasy playoffs, in Week 17 at the time, was the last week, both Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers were owned by the two teams that were in the Super Bowl, and neither quarterback played. So I learned my lesson. And things like that happen. Hell, we're a weird... We're a weird group of wins and losses this weekend from every AFC playoff spot being determined and the seeds, if I'm not mistaken. And you can guarantee that those teams will start to sit players. You may be wondering what's going on in the 929 Fantasies League. It is a listener league. That's the only reason why I bring it up. I try to keep all my personal leagues aside because nobody cares about those. In the semifinals, you have myself facing off against Dylan Matthews. I'm off to a decent start, not the start that I wanted to. I have Ladd McConkey from last night. We'll get into that in a minute. On the other side of the bracket, we have Mo from Columbus facing off against Miles Guru. So, out of the entire pool of 12 players, we did have a listener and three producer hosts. Pieces of talent. But good luck in the playoffs, everybody. Miles, Mo, Dylan, not you, because I'm playing you. Sorry, no hard feelings. So before we get into Thursday night football, I feel like there was, they were still having kind of printer issues here at 99 The Game. feel like, you know, my notes are incomplete. I feel like there was something we had to go, should be talking about that happened this weekend, or this week. Some type of news. Oh, here we go. Kirk Cousins has been benched in favor of rookie Michael Penix Jr. This is why we love, this is happening in the fantasy football semis. Now, we're going to talk about this, and it's going to be from the context of fantasy football, but as it goes, this, like, fantasy football and real football go hand in hand. They are directly tied and correlated together. So we're going to talk about Michael Penix as a starter. Mind you, he's a rookie and has never started a game in the NFL. But he could have success. We're also going to talk about his pass catchers and playmakers. All right, so for one, let me go and get the big ones out of the way. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, you start them. In no way do we feel like either of those guys is going to be hindered. And as a matter of fact, Bijan should get – Bijan Robinson tomorrow should touch the ball 25 times. Bijan Robinson could be responsible for winning you your semifinal matchup tomorrow. That's how many times he should touch the ball. And the New York Giants are a crappy football team. They do have a decent pass defense, but that's not going to scare you away from starting Drake London. But Bijan Robinson should touch the ball like 25 times. All right, you're not going to not start Drake London either. Both those guys should smash tomorrow. It's the other guys that we're more worried about. Now, for one thing, I don't think that Darnell Mooney, or even Kyle Pitts for that matter, it can't get much worse than what we saw the last couple of weeks from Kirk Cousins. Last week, Kirk Cousins completed 17 passes or threw the ball 17 times. That number's in there somewhere. Wasn't good. Darnell Mooney didn't even have a catch last week in a Falcons victory over the second worst team in the NFL, the Las Vegas Raiders. So what do you do with Darnell Mooney this week? What do you do with Kyle Pitts? Your first inclination is going to be not to start these guys, and I'm going to probably end up backing that. After all, I'm not sure where you probably drafted Kyle Pitts. It was probably around 8. But you did draft him to be your starter, and there was a lot of high hopes with Kyle Pitts going into the season. You may have dropped him. But we have to believe that since it can't get much worse, that there could be good things ahead for Kyle Pitts. The only problem is we're in the fantasy football semifinals. All right, so how many times are they going to let Michael Penix throw the football tomorrow? I've listened to everybody on every show this week since we found out about this. Falcons color analyst Dave Archer was on yesterday with the morning shift, if I'm not mistaken. Dave believes that we could see Michael Penix throw the ball 25 times. I was thinking 15 to 20, but hey, Dave knows a lot more than I do. Now, we do believe they're going to kind of, and look, I use this word very loosely, unleash Michael Penix. Look, this is still his first start, and the Falcons have to win this football game. That's the caveat. That's the big thing right there. Falcons have to win this football game. Falcons have to win this football game to have a shot at making the playoffs. Don't, you know, I get all the mathematically not eliminated crap if they can still lose. They cannot lose a game. They have to win the NFC South. You don't want to put your playoff hopes on the Falcons only having 9 wins and trying to get a wild card spot that way. Falcons have to win out. On top of that, the Bucs have to lose the game, which may be possible, but not likely. So the Falcons have to win out, and if they win out, could still maybe get a wild card, and you still need some help. So the Falcons have to win this game, so that has to be the number one priority for them. Now, I do believe that the first play of the game should be a play-action pass. You know, if you want to run some verts and have Michael Penix throw the ball downfield, that's a Madden play that I very much love doing. First play of the game, take a shot. As long as it doesn't end up as a turnover, you're looking at 2nd and 10. No worries. But you could even do a play-action pass to Bijan. Just a play-action, a little dump-off. That's the biggest thing about the Falcons game they're going to be able to do with Michael Penix that they couldn't do with Kirk Cousins. Play-action. Because Kirk just, look, hadn't looked right last month. 5 games. It's been kind of crazy. Everybody swears he wasn't hurt. If he wasn't hurt, then that's just age catching up to you. And look, Kurt, love you. You're a very nice guy. Met you at Truist Park. But Kirk Cousins playing into his 40s is not Tom Brady playing into his 40s. Tom Brady's been eating avocados and carrots for the last 4 or 5 years that he was in the NFL. Kirk Cousins has gone on this radio station with my good friend, brother Abe Gordon, talking about how much he loves Cookout. I love Cookout. Talk about how much he loves the milkshakes. I love the milkshakes. Do you think Tom Brady has drank a milkshake in the last 10 years? I do not. That's the difference. Age catches up to you and is undefeated. Age caught up with Tom Brady, but it was after a 7th Super Bowl victory and at age 45 or whatever. So age is treating Kirk Cousins differently than it did Tom Brady. Back to Michael Penix. So we believe that he's going to throw the ball. If he throws the ball 25 times, that's great. Now look, he's a rookie, so what are we expecting for a completion percentage? If he completes 15 of those passes out of 25, that's 60%. I think that's a decent number to expect out of a rookie quarterback making his first ever start in the NFL. Now, playing one of the worst teams in the NFL that do have a top 15, a top half of the league pass defense. So 15 out of those 25 passes completed, how many go to Drake London? 7? How many go to Bijan? You have to think that Bijan's going to be like his third read, and he's going to be looking to escape the pocket and dump the ball off to Bijan a lot. So how many go to Bijan and Drake combined? 10? That leaves 5. Is that 3 for Mooney, 2 for Pitts? Now, one of those could be a deep shot to Darnell Mooney. I don't know if I want to believe or put my faith in that happening. Now, if it happens this week and then you make it to the Super Bowl, fine, start Darnell Mooney, but I don't know if I trust that. Same with Kyle Pitts. What's going to be left over of the passes that Michael Penix completes? You know he's going to be looking to Drake London first, as he should. Drake London, quite frankly, should have a good game in this game. Deontay Banks on the injury report may or may not play. He's the best corner that the Giants have, and he's been benched this season for not being a good corner. They just have had success in the pass game, and they do rank pretty high in all the passing metrics as a defense. So I went and looked at – Jesus, we're already out of time. All right, so I went and looked at the other 4 rookie quarterbacks. All right, so you've got Caleb Williams, you've got Bo Nix, Drake London, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix. Those were the big 5, right, coming into the season. The big 5 rookies that got drafted – 4 of them were drafted to be starters of their football team. 3 of them started game 1 of the season. Drake May started like game 5 or 6. I've compiled some data for you of the first starts made by the 4 quarterbacks that have played a down this season. The results were mixed, not going to lie. And I'm going to get into those on the other side of this break. Give me 5 minutes. It's one dude with a fantasy on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Hopefully you're listening on the Odyssey app too. And we appreciate you. Be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to One Dude with a Fantasy.
My Fantasy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. So we're going to keep this conversation going for just one more minute. 404-726-0929 if you want to chime in on the text line or if you want to give us a phone call shout. I've got Thursday Night Football. We've got the injury report. We've got Fire and Ice all coming up in the next 39 minutes. We're going to squeeze in what we can. If not, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, at Jedi Sports Radio. Feel free to DM me on IG, at Jedi Sports Radio. You can find me on Facebook. I'm at Bo Johnson. Because this is going to be, we're going to try to keep this, you know, just, you know, for the next couple of minutes, this Michael Penix conversation. But this is a very much, this is a huge fantasy football conversation, being the semifinals of the NFL, of the fantasy football playoffs. It's not just because I'm nestled on the ninth floor, nestled up on the ninth floor in Colony Square in Midtown Atlanta. That's not the only reason why we're having this Michael Penix conversation. This is very much a national, very much a fantasy football conversation from the text line. What's up, Rusty? So we're actually talking about that right now, what happens when your quarterback gets benched in fantasy football. From the 770, Penix is going to show out Atlanta's new Michael Vick. No. This is not what you want. This is not, just because Michael Penix is a lefty does not make him Atlanta's new Michael Vick. Michael Vick was electric. He was had a couple of very good fantasy football seasons. But running, while Michael Penix Jr. possesses that skill, what he adds is escapability. You're not going to see any designed runs from Michael Penix Jr. All right, he's not Lamar. He's not Jaden Daniels. Now, I was talking to Noel White during the break about this. What you do want out of Michael Penix, what he adds with that escapability that Kirk Cousins had zero of, when Michael Penix gets in trouble, sure, he's going to leave the pocket and he might sprint down the yard, down the field for 20 yards. He may sprint down the yard 50 yards for a touchdown. But he hasn't used running as part of his game. Now, see, there's a difference here. If you use running as part of your game, that means the offensive coordinator and the offense, they schedule planned runs for you, like Jaden Daniels, like Lamar Jackson. They do read pass option plays. You're not going to see that with Michael Penix. That was a part of his game when he was with Indiana. That was like 5 years ago. Michael Penix had like four of his collegiate seasons cut short due to injury. That's something that has to be weighing in the back of everyone's mind, in his mind, Zach Robinson's mind, Raheem Morris's mind, but it's not part of his game. They're not going to plan runs. Because he has that escapability, though, that's going to make his game more like early Patrick Mahomes if he is a successful passer. That's who you want him to be. That's what Patrick Mahomes does. Patrick Mahomes doesn't run on purpose. He runs out of necessity. That's what Michael Penix will do. I admire your positivity there, but that's not Michael Penix. You can't go into tomorrow's game thinking, here we go with the next Mike Vick. The Michael Penix experience should be more about throwing the ball downfield. That's the biggest part of his game. That's why we think that my brother Randy and Michael, co-host the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, right here on 99 The Game, thinks they should give Michael Penix Jr. one shot per quarter, one deep shot per quarter. I agree. Pardon me. I agree 100%. Let him throw the ball downfield. At least that'll spread the defense. If the defense of the New York Giants knows that that's in the backdrop of their back of their heads and that it is in the playbook and they are going to call those shots, that's where you might see Darnell Mooney have some luck. But if I'm thinking Darnell Mooney's in for a two receptions off of three targets for, you know, 65 yards and a touchdown, I don't want to place my fantasy football playoff hopes on that. Now, look, we're talking about a flex play here. If you made the fantasy football semis, you've got a good team. And you're talking about Darnell Mooney in the flex or somebody else in the flex. So, you know, it's if you're trotting Darnell Mooney out there as a wide receiver too, he definitely probably won you some games in the first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season. But last month, he might have lost you some matchups too. All right, so here we go. The other four rookie quarterbacks in their first start in the 2024 season. Caleb Williams, 14 for 29 for 93 yards, 7 points, 0 touchdowns through the air. So out of his 29 passes, he completed 14. That's about 50%. Arch was thinking Penix might throw the ball 25 times. If he completes 15 of those, that's 60%. All right? Now, I did start with the worst to first. Bo Nix did start the season as a starter. Oh, that start for Caleb Williams week one was quarterback 31 out of 32. Bo Nix, 26 for 42 for 138 yards. He finishes with 11 points. Good for quarterback 16. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Because the other two guys actually found success in their first starts. Drake May, whose first start wasn't until like week 5 or 6, 20 for 33 for 243 yards and 2 touchdowns. He got you 19.5 points, and he finished as quarterback 10. Now, he would have, after that, which doesn't matter to us because our last game, hopefully, is next week. Super Bowl, baby. All right? His next few games were not as good, but then he did have like another top 10 finish like a month later. All right, here's the kicker. Jaden Daniels came out guns a-blazing. Game one, week one of the NFL season, started the season as the starter. 17 for 24 for 184 yards, no touchdowns. All right, now here's the part for Jaden Daniels. If you just look at the amount of points that he scored or where he finished amongst quarterbacks, you're going to be like, look, Jaden Daniels had success. Jaden Daniels in week one ran the ball 16 times for 88 yards and scored 2 rushing touchdowns. Jaden Daniels in week one finished with 28 points and was good for quarterback 3. I have to believe that's an outlier. You cannot go into tomorrow's game thinking Michael Penix is going to do that. Michael Penix is not going to run the ball 16 times. If Michael Penix runs the ball 16 times, you're looking at the offensive line breaking down. And if they break down that much, that means Michael Penix probably didn't throw the ball but 15 times. Maybe completes 10. I just don't think design runs are going to be part of Michael Penix's game. They want to keep him on his feet. They have to win these games. So you had two quarterbacks find success, two quarterbacks not even startable in fantasy football. Where does Michael Penix lie? If he lies somewhere in the middle of that, you're looking at like quarterback 15 on the season. Well, you want a top 10 performance out of a quarterback in the semifinals of your fantasy football playoffs. So my advice to you before we get into Thursday Night Football and that debacle, I'm not starting Michael Penix this week. I'm not starting Darnell Mooney. I'm not starting Kyle Pitts, definitely. I am starting Bijan Robinson and Drake London without hesitation. Now, look, you may find success with Darnell Mooney, and he could be a decent flex play for you depending on who else is on your roster, and I'd be happy to sift through some of that stuff for you over the weekend. But I've got Darnell Mooney on a couple of teams, and the guy that I'm going, that I'm picking instead of him is Jameson Williams, because that's probably where you drafted both guys, late 10th round-ish. We know what Jameson Williams can be. He's also a boom or bust type of guy, but we know Jared Goff has been successful. We know the Lions' offense has been successful. We've seen Jameson Williams more recently than we've seen Darnell Mooney be successful. Darnell Mooney has already come out and said this past week that it's been weird catching passes, or he's never caught a pass from Michael Penix. Now, Darnell Mooney did bring, I think it's like his high school quarterback buddy, who's a lefty, and he's been catching passes from him this weekend. I don't know if that's going to translate into success. But we need to move on. So there were two other quarterbacks benched this week, Will Levis, Jameis Winston. You don't want anything to do with Mason Rudolph or DTR. As far as their pass catchers go, you can still start Calvin Ridley in a flex. Now, Calvin Ridley or Darnell Mooney, that's a pretty good question. I would probably go Darnell Mooney there. If that's the question that you're asking yourself, if that's where you are in your flex, hopefully not. I do have Calvin Ridley on a couple of teams. I don't think those are teams where I have Darnell Mooney. Jameis bench, as far as Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jerry Judy's fine. Cedric Tillman's still in concussion protocol. Don't think he's going to play. We'll get to injury report in a minute. Thursday Night Football. What a debacle that was for your fantasy football playoffs, unless you had either of the quarterbacks. They both scored 20 points. Herbert got you 22. Bo Nix got you 21. It was a mediocre day for all the guys that were started in fantasy football. Ladd McConkey, 6 for 87. He got you 15 yards. He did bust his projections on most fantasy sites. He just didn't see the end zone. Cortland Sutton scored you 10 points. That's not going to win in your fantasy football semifinal matchup, but it's not going to lose it for you either. All right, Javonte Williams got you 12 points. Okay. He was involved in the pass game. Quentin Johnson was a bust, 5 points. Josh Palmer was a bust. He got you 9 points at least. Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards had not scored more than 10 points in any game this season before Thursday Night Football. In any game. He only had one game where he scored more than 9 points. The rest of them, like 6 points, was the highest he's ever been. His highest scored this season. Gus Edwards was 13% started in Sleeper, 12% started in ESPN on Thursday Night Football. I'm assuming those are super deep leagues. I have Gus Edwards in the biggest candy bar league that I'm in. Some call them high stakes league, where if I win this league, I'll have candy bars for the year. Could probably sell those candy bars and pay my rent in January if I needed to. I had them on my bench. So as a matter of fact, of every player that scored a touchdown on Thursday Night Football, he was the most started of every player that scored a touchdown. Devon Vele, 4% started. Audric Estime, 1% started. Mike Burton, Hassan Haskins, Darius Davis. Who the hell are these guys scoring touchdowns in the semifinals of your fantasy football playoff matchups, ruining your hopes? 0% started were those guys. Zero. Jeepers creepers, what are we doing? We're going to plow through as much of the injury report as we can real quick. There are some notable names on the top of this thing. Alvin Kamara, doubtful, not likely to play with that groin injury. I do like Kendry Miller on Monday Night Football versus the Packers. Kendry Miller has had success this season. Well, I don't know what was going on in New Orleans with Kendry Miller and Dennis Allen this season, but Dennis Allen plays Kendry Miller on IR. He missed 4 games. He's had some little injuries. That's how the last couple of seasons since he was drafted have been with Kendry Miller. This season, though, in week 7, 6 for 36, got you 14 points, or 6 for 36. Yeah, 10 for 36 and a touchdown. In like week 14, week 15, last week 15 carried nine. Let's see, 15 points. He went 9 for 46. So I think Kendry Miller is a star. Sorry, I wrote these stats down with a bunch of slashes because I try to save time and I do them weird and whatever. I think Kendry Miller's going to get the lion's share of the carries for the Saints on Monday versus Green Bay Packers. Not the best matchup in the world are the Green Bay Packers, but not the worst either. And like I say, volume is key in fantasy football. Kendry Miller or Darnell Mooney in the slot. Kendry Miller is probably available in like half the leagues in America. I'm going Kendry Miller. I love Kendry Miller Monday night versus the Packers in the flex. He's going to get lots of opportunities. It's going to be Spencer Rattler again. Chris Olave may play in this game as well. Chris Olave, he did practice limited with that concussion on Friday. He may play. If Chris Olave plays, you can play him in the flex. He is going to be the number one guy for New Orleans if he plays. He's the only pass catcher I would trust. Kendry Miller, I'd play in a flex on Monday Night Football for the Saints. Pat Mahomes is likely going to play tomorrow. Or no, that's later on today. With that high ankle injury. I have no idea what is in the cereal that Patrick Mahomes eats in the morning. But he does this every season. Now, why you should have caution by starting Patrick Mahomes, even if he does play, if they get out to a lead, he may be pulled. He doesn't need to play, and they can afford to lose this game. He may get hurt worse. But Patrick Mahomes has not been a world beater this year in fantasy football anyway. But you may not have a better option, and he's still Patrick Mahomes. So depending on what I have on my bench, I'd be happy to answer those questions for you too. I don't think I'm playing Patrick Mahomes over Michael Penix, but if you want to, you know, that's a shot in the dark, and it could pay out for you, but it may not. All right, look, other side of this break, music's playing. We got to go. We got one segment left. We're going to fly through the injury report and Fire and Ice. 404-726-0929. You can shoot me questions on the text line. You can hit me on Twitter for the rest of the week. I am at Jedi Sports Radio. You can hit me there on IG, too. One more segment left. We'll be right back. Give me 5 minutes. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. 404-726-0929 if you want to chime in on the text line. Won't have time to take any phone calls from the text line. Hey, Bo, are you a Christmas Eve shopper? Because I'll probably be shopping at Christmas Eve at 5:30 when stores are starting to close. Rusty. Yes, Rusty, 100%. Just to peel back the curtain on my life a little bit, I have bought, if I'm not mistaken, 2 Christmas presents, and they are for 3 Christmas presents, and it's for my coworkers on the midday show with Andy and Randy. And look, I'm not going to see my parents till after Christmas. I'm probably going to send my 2 older daughters money, 3 older daughters. The youngest one, I will buy her some stuff, but she's probably getting a few gift cards too, because she's 10, she's almost 11. She wants clothes these days. I don't want to do that. Darnold or Daniels at quarterback from the 612. I don't even know where 612 is, but thank you for listening. If you're listening on the app, that's freaking awesome. Currently up by 5 points. Now, if you were to get into a situation where you were to be down by 5 or so, or need, I think the higher upside play here is Jaden Daniels. But Jaden Daniels, that's because he runs. Jaden Daniels, I think, is in trouble this week, though, with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Falcons, Commanders, Sunday night football game next week is going to mean something on both sides. I'm not saying the Commanders are going to lose this game to the Eagles this weekend. I hope that they win. I have Jaden Daniels on like 3 or 4 dynasty teams. I'm an LSU guy. He's an LSU guy. Totally the right decision. Came out the blocks firing. Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings have the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. Seattle Seahawks are off of giving up a 20 for 27, 229-yard, 2-touchdown game to Jordan Love. Got waxed. That's who Sam Darnold faces this weekend. Jaden Daniels faces the Eagles. So the high floor play is probably going to be Darnold. The high upside play is going to be Jaden Daniels. It's a coin flip, literally, if you go look at the projections and everything as far as total points. Now, they're going to get there a different avenue. If I absolutely have to pick, because I'm the guy handing out advice here, I'm probably going to go with the higher floor guy, Sam Darnold. Although I hope Jaden Daniels finds success, I'm worried. I have Brock Purdy in a league where I am, where I also have Jaden Daniels. The 49ers, who have not been playing well, offensive lines a little bit busted up, have the Miami Dolphins, who do a good job of holding receivers to low-scoring games. I'm playing Jaden Daniels there, going with my guy. Go with the girl that brought you to the dance. Stay with the girl that brought you to the dance, I think is the saying. So if you've rode Jaden Daniels all season and you want to stay with it, got to go for it. That's what I'm doing in a few leagues. But I also don't have someone like Sam Darnold, who has also had much success this season. Hope that helps. Mooney or Jaden Reed in the flex? I got to go Jaden Reed here. And let me go right back to this Packers-Seahawks game last week. Jaden Reed led the Packers in receptions with 5. All right. He also tied the team lead with Christian Watson for targets. He is the number one receiver-ish. 1A is Jaden Reed, 1B maybe Watson, then the number 2 guy maybe Dobbs. This Packers receiving core has been so confusing all season, but they're playing the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. Great matchup. You may see 2 of the 3 of these guys go off, and you're almost guaranteed, 6-7 targets and 5 catches again out of Jaden Reed. And you could see a ceiling as high as, 12 targets and 8 or 9 receptions. I don't think Darnell Mooney comes close to that. He could, but I'm starting Jaden Reed there based on the matchup, based on the fact that they are playing the Saints. And look, the New York Giants have done a good job this season of holding receivers to low point totals. They don't give up a whole lot of touchdowns. So here you go. Other notable injuries. David Montgomery is out with a knee injury. Rashad Bateman's questionable with a foot. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a league winner. If you have Jahmyr Gibbs on your roster for the next 2 weeks in the fantasy football playoffs, congratulations, because he is probably going to be touching the ball 25 times in each one of these games for the Detroit Lions. Xavier Leggett is out. Jalen Coker is questionable with a quad injury. The only pass catcher you want on the Carolina Panthers, and with Xavier Leggett out, is going to be Adam Thielen. And Adam Thielen should have another good game. Target monster. His depth of target is probably like 8 yards, but who cares? Adam Thielen is a target monster and a reception monster. Don't look at the yardage total at the end of the game. Just look at that touchdown that he scores. David Njoku is questionable with that hamstring injury. Pay attention to that. Cedric Tillman, questionable. Waddle is doubtful. Tyreek Hill is questionable. Limited wrist and personal. I hate to see personal, because you never know what these guys are dealing with, unless it's like having a baby. Get your butt on the field. But you never know. Chris Olave was limited in practice on Friday. Could be elevated off the IR. We don't know. If he does play, you can play him. Derek Carr is out. Did not practice. The Saints have already, you know, said that Spencer Rattler is going to be the starting quarterback on Monday Night Football versus the Packers. If Olave plays, you can play him. If he doesn't, MVS is questionable. Did not practice on Friday. Probably not going to play. You don't want to go any deeper than that with Saints pass catchers, and you don't even want to go MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. All right, Olave is fine as a flex. George Pickens is out with a hamstring injury. You don't want to go anywhere near Van Jefferson, Mike Williams, or Scotty Miller. Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, very startable as a tight end this weekend with Pickens out. Isaac Grindo is out. Pat Taylor, step on up. Will he be, is it the fifth 49ers running back this season? I don't know. They all have success. In the one game we saw Pat Taylor in this year, 7 carries for 25 yards and a touchdown. Kyle Shanahan running backs always find success. If you need to start Pat Taylor in the flex this weekend, don't mind it. I think since it's a flex conversation, Patrick Taylor versus Darnell Mooney is a great conversation. In that case, I may lean Darnell just because I'm usually in a flex going to go with the wide receiver. Usually going to catch obviously they're going to catch the ball more times, but you like those receiving points. You like those reception points. Cade Otton, doubtful. Hadn't done anything in a month anyway. Tony Pollard, questionable with an ankle. Zach Ertz, concussion protocol, probably not going to play. Fire and ice. Who are we icing this week? And the quarterback, Tua versus the 49ers. He's only averaged 13.3 fantasy points versus bad defenses, and he averages 20 points versus good defenses. The 49ers are a good defense versus the fantasy football quarterback. 10 of 14 opposing starters have been held to 15 points or lower versus San Francisco 49ers, and they've given up the second fewest pass yards per game on the season with 181. Don't like Tua this week. Tua's average depth of target, like how far he throws the ball this season, is like 8 yards. No downfield shots to Tyreek Hill. It's all Jonnu Smith, Jonnu Smith, Jonnu Smith. They've thrown the ball so much to Jonnu Smith this season that Jonnu Smith is going to break just about every one of Randy Michael's single-season records that he currently holds for like 20 years with the Miami Dolphins. Russell Wilson versus the Ravens. Look, I know the Ravens are a very porous secondary, but Russ hasn't had George Pickens the last 2 weeks, and Russ Wilson's turned in a quarterback 13 overall and a quarterback 25 in those two games. He's averaged 12.2 fantasy points per game in those two games. Since week 10, the Ravens have held quarterback to the sixth highest passer rating in the league. Who are we going to play instead? Look, Aaron Rodgers. I told you to start Aaron Rodgers last week, and he got you like 30 points. Here's Aaron Rodgers' last 4 games. It's kind of a mixed bag. 30 points last week, 17 versus Miami, 14 versus Seattle, 16 versus Indianapolis. None of those games are going to kill you. All right, the Los Angeles Rams have allowed 3 starters to score more than 25 points. They've also held 3 under 10. Everybody else has been in between there. They've also allowed the 10th most fantasy points on passing plays. So if you take the rushing out, and you go just on passing plays, because Aaron Rodgers does not run, 10th most fantasy points to quarterbacks for the season. I love Aaron Rodgers versus the Rams. Look, you can say all you want about Aaron Rodgers. You can say all you want about the Jets. They are a mess. But they've had success lately. And versus bad defenses, you can expect Aaron Rodgers to tear this up. Shootout coming. Jets versus Rams. Drake May versus the Bills. Top 10 quarterback in his last two starts. Since week 10, he's had the fourth most passing rushes per pass yards per game, third highest pass rating. This is not your grandma's Buffalo Bills. This is not last year's Buffalo Bills. Love Kyler Murray this year, this week versus the Carolina Panthers, and it's because he's playing the Carolina Panthers. They've allowed 27 passing touchdowns this season. That's the most in the NFL. They've allowed the sixth most points to the quarterback position. I know Kyler Murray hasn't had a lot of success of late. Hopefully you've got Kyler as like a quarterback two in a super flex, and you haven't been relying on him. If you made it to the playoffs with Kyler Murray as your every week starter, you have got a badass team. And if you can add Kyler Murray as some lanyap on your team this weekend, you're probably going to blow somebody out. Love Kyler Murray this weekend. Running backs. I don't like Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet versus the Vikings this week. The Vikings have a great pass defense. They've allowed the second fewest rush yards per game at 89. That's on the season. They've only given up 89 yards a game. All right. Only four running backs have exceeded 12.3 fantasy points against them. You had Jahmyr Gibbs in week 7, Kyron Williams in week 8, and Bijan in week 14. All right. And then, so if I know Zach Charbonnet had a great weekend last weekend versus the Vikings. The best case scenario, if Kenneth Walker does not play, which he, I think he has already been, he's practicing full Friday and he's going to play. But if he does not play for whatever reason, you can probably start Zach Charbonnet, but it's still a horrible matchup. Tyrone Tracy versus the Falcons. So the Falcons have been a pretty good defense versus the running back since week 10. Fourth fewest rush yards per game since week 10 have the Atlanta Falcons been. Brick wall. Love Jerome Ford this week. Fire up Jerome Ford. No Nick Chubb. Officially placed on IR. Jerome Ford had 18 points last week versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs are actually a top 10 rush defense. All right, the Chiefs are giving up 92 yards a game. That's the third fewest rush yards per game on the season. Kansas City Chiefs. Jerome Ford scored 18 points on that defense last weekend. Now he faces the Bengals, who are giving up 127 yards per game. That's 10th most. So he goes from facing the defense that's given up the third fewest yards to the defense that's given up the 10th most. Love Jerome Ford this weekend. Plus, Jameis Winston's been benched. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to probably cede a lot of touches to Jerome Ford. He'll probably throw the ball 15 times. Icy wide receivers on our way out. Don't love Rashad Bateman versus the Steelers. Do we have to go through the Joey Porter shut down your wide receiver list again? Just trust me, it's pretty deep. Don't love Rashad Bateman this weekend. I think he's on the injury report as well. Jalen Waddle versus the 49ers. Look, I'm still starting Tyreek Hill versus the 49ers. I already told you how when we went over Tua. Don't love Jalen Waddle. I think Jalen Waddle is probably not even going to play in this game. Debo Samuel, if you've been riding that Debo Samuel train for last week, sorry. 6 points is the most he scored in the last five freaking weeks. Still like Juwan Jennings on the 49ers offense. Let me go over something real fast. As far as a fire wide receiver, you can hit me on Twitter if you got any other questions. Mike Evans. Let me tell you what Mike Evans is going through right now to close this out. Mike Evans is 250 yards away from his 11th straight 1,000-yard season. All right, that would tie a record, I think, that Jerry Rice holds. Baker Mayfield was quoted this week as saying, I'm thinking about this streak more than Mike Evans is. All right, Mike Evans has never had a season below 1,000 yards. All right, Baker Mayfield wants this for Mike Evans. He loves that guy. Mike Evans also only needs 18 receptions, that 251 yards to get to 1,000, and one touchdown for a $3 million bonus. Mike Evans is going to cook this week and next week. All right, also hot this week, fire up Malik Nabers, fire up Jacoby Myers, and fire up the Packers wide receivers. Already kind of went through that as they are playing the New Orleans Saints. That's going to do it for me. Next weekend, going to be a fun weekend. I'm on a regular time, 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. I'm also on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. leading right up to pregame for whatever game is at 1 o'clock because the Falcons got flexed to Sunday Night Football. Two shows next weekend, Saturday, 7 a.m., Sunday, 10 a.m., tons of fantasy football. We're going to go through every single game on Sunday. Going to be lots of fun. That's it for me. Hit me on Twitter. I'm at Jedi Sports Radio. You can find me on IG there too. Thanks for listening. Noel White, thank you. College football game time is next. This has been One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio, 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.